Wisconsin caps the amount school districts can spend. If districts want to raise that cap, they have to take it before voters in a referendum. And more districts have been doing so over the last two decades. Inflation has gone up over that period, faster than the state's limits on spending. Ann Chapman of the Wisconsin Policy Forum says that's one reason school districts have been turning more and more to asking their voters to let them collect more money.
If you talk to school district people, they'll tell you they feel like they're just about getting back up to inflationary levels after a big cut in per pupil revenues in 2011-12.
School districts' attempts to catch up could be limited by the coronavirus. It's driving up costs and will probably bring down state funding and the amount of property taxes collected. Madeline Fox, Wisconsin Public Radio.